it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
This is nothing short of amazing. Jeff Badu, a decade ago, was in a neighborhood gang in Uptown. Really no sense of direction and nothing but trouble ahead. Today, and I guess 10 years later, today he's on top of a series of companies. He has a net worth of over $1 million, and he did it all before he was 26 years old. And by the way, none of it is contraband. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm just thinking that'd be a good name for a company, Contraband. Be a good name for a band. I was in a band called Contraband. Jeff, tell me about your life. So you were how old? 16 years old, and you're in a gang?
Yeah, so it actually happened before I was 16. So when I was 16, it was when I essentially ended all of the negative aspects of life as far as, you know, being involved in those groups. Basically, life turned around when I took my trip to Ghana and just seeing a different outlook on life, you know, seeing a lot of, I seen a lot of struggle, and I wanted to be a part in the solution for that struggle. So that's what really helped me, revamp me, and I also got involved in my faith a lot. So that's what really helped turn my life around, that trip, as well as getting deeply involved with my faith.
So the trip to Ghana was huge, but was there one individual person that also impacted you in a positive way to change your ways?
Yeah, I would say there were two in particular. There's one lady known as Auntie Precious, who is my church leader or church. She's basically a youth leader, and she had gone through something similar that I went through in the past, and she was able to turn her life around, you know, through the faith and the gospel. So she was definitely a huge part in helping me, you know, just giving me tips, giving me advice, and ultimately how to unleash my purpose, my passion, my mission. And then also my friend Mike, who's one of my best friends, he's like, okay, you finally figured it out. And now we're really going to be able to, you know, help you grow, help you expand. He mentored me a lot, taught me a lot of very important life skills that I can still use to this day.
Your best friend, Michael Boateng, says some wonderful things about you. Am I pronouncing his last name correctly?
Absolutely, you are.
Okay. He said about you, Jeff always had a positive mind, a positive attitude, but were in the wrong group of friends, but he really allowed himself to be moved and guided by God, and that changed everything. Look, I love your faith, your spirituality, and all of that, but that doesn't mean you have a sense of business. So how have you been able to build these companies?
Yeah, so my sense of business comes from, it's more of a family thing. You know, my family are filled with entrepreneurs. My dad is a real estate developer. My mom is also into real estate. She owns a few buildings. So entrepreneurship has always been in the blood. So, you know, I took that experience or took that knowledge and essentially started building a business plan back in 2010 when I started at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. So I started building a business plan around the accounting industry as well as real estate and started getting some clientele. You know, I was doing taxes for free. I was even paying some people to do their taxes. You know, I was volunteering at the tax clinics. I was doing whatever I could to get an opportunity to, you know, to do the taxes. So definitely, you know, the entrepreneur spirit of wisdom comes from the past or comes from the family. But I was able to really get that going in my freshman year in college.
And you graduated with a master's and a bachelor's from the University of Illinois. And after working at Price Waterhouse, you did, after several years there, you moved on after your 100th tax client. Badu Tax Services is a flagship business of your enterprises, but you also have car rental businesses, real estate investment groups. You're on the radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 at night on 98.3 WGHCFM. I apologize, I don't know the station. Where do we hear that?
Yeah, so that's a station owned by my cousin. His name is NK, or you can call him Legend Boateng.
Mm-hmm. I call him whatever he wants me to call him.
Yeah, but yeah, essentially, you know, you can tune in Chicago in your car. You can tune in. We're also on a TuneIn app. I stream it live on my Facebook every Monday night. So literally, if you're in Chicago, you can be in your car. You can tune into the radio from 7 to 8 p.m. On Mondays, and you'll hear me live on the radio.
You focus on kids who are homeless, and we know that in Chicago, really in any major city, but certainly we have a significant problem here that needs to be dealt with, and people don't want to talk about it, and that's homeless kids. And that's part of your life focus, right?
Yeah, I would say the thing that really turned my life around was when I went to Ghana. I seen a lot of people struggling, and some of them, a few of those were my family members. You know, some were homeless, some were on the street. So it's like, you know, who is there to help these people? And I was like, I can be somebody who can truly be able to help these folks, especially seeing that my own family, you know, would be homeless like that. So it's definitely something I wanted to help out with. And as far as the kids, you know, when I was growing up or when I was in my upbringing, essentially I was influenced in a negative way. So once I moved to the U.S. when I was 8, I, you know, landed in Uptown and unfortunately got involved with some groups of people that, you know, wasn't supposed to be involved with. So to be able to start it at the youth level, and I mean, like, you know, when they're like 7 years old or, you know, 5 years old, however young that we need to start them, it's very, very critical because then they learn the skill and they're probably not going to be on the streets because they know there's something much better in life. There's a much greater purpose in life, and we're able to help them, you know, live that purpose by teaching them some of these financial principles and also some life skills as well.
Quote attributed to you, what I really want to do is help the super hungry to take advantage of resources in order to live an abundant lifestyle. That's my purpose in life, and it's exciting. You can live a wonderful life. You could be successful in business, and you could be completely empty spiritually, which means your life isn't so wonderful. So I love the combination that's made you the man you are. You're very impressive.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it.
All right, so if people want to know more about you, how do they do that?
So you can always find me on all social media platforms. I go by JBADU, number 32. So JBADU32 is my, you know, it's my Instagram, Twitter. You can also find me on Facebook at Jeff Badu, JEFFBADU. I have my personal website, jeffbadu.com. You know, you can always put my number out there, 773-679-7198. That's my, you know, that's my essentially my direct line that people are allowed to contact me on at any given time if they need advice, if they need some, you know, they're like, hey, I'm dying to start that business. I need some guidance.
Need somebody to talk to.
Help out. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You're a good man, Jeff Badu. I appreciate you coming on talking about it.
Not a problem. I definitely appreciate the opportunity.
All right. We'll be in touch with that story.
Pretty impressive. It's so powerful teaching them to how what to do with it, not just handing the money.
Yeah. Yeah. He makes a point that you can give a homeless person a dollar, but teaching them how to use that dollar and what to do with that dollar is a big deal. But you got to get involved. You got to be willing to get involved, and you got to be willing to take a look and understand that it's a problem and do something about it. And that's what Jeff did. And that's what he does every day. That's why he's the most valuable person on the planet.